Minus that first period in Washington yesterday, you guys had a pretty good effort. Well, obviously, minus that first period.
Yeah, I mean, the first period obviously wasn't what we hoped to do coming out of the gates, but I thought we did really well in the second period and did well again in the third, but it's just that kind of the mental lapse, I guess, at the start, not coming out like we wanted to, that really hurt us.
Troy, you know, you got to 10 points this year, and you get the goals, you get the points. It's like, for lack of a better term, the garbage goals. You're going to go into areas where other players aren't going to go. You're going to get in front of the high slot, into the slot. You're going to work for it. You don't get the easy ones. That's not what you're going to do. You're going to get the tough goals. You do it the hard way, and it's, you know, really nice on a Toronto Maple Leafs club that is looking for secondary scoring, that they've got a player such as yourselves that is going to do something like that, that is going to bear the brunt of a lot of the physical work and get those kind of goals. Because, you know, for secondary scoring, as hard as it has come by with this team, they're going to need players like you.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, really try to do what I can out there. It's nice when you play like with a guy like with Kuhlman and Mason Raymond, who I have been as of late, and Mason's quite the offensive guy. He's proven that over his years, and Cooley as well. And, you know, I kind of just pick up their garbage, I guess, more or less. But, it's nice playing with those guys, and, you know, we kind of play a similar style. We know we just have to get in the corners and do the dirty work, and, you know, we're not going to get the backdoor tap-ins or the power play time, so we got to make the most of what we do get.
Troy, you've had stops in Anaheim and Carolina. Does this feel like home now to you, being 29 years old, that maybe you finally found your place here in Toronto with the Maple Leafs?
I definitely hope so. I mean, I love it in Toronto. It's a great city. You know, the fans are great. You know, everyone has been, you know, welcoming. So, I mean, it definitely feels like home. You know, it's good to be back in Canada for sure. I mean, there's no other better place than like a city like Toronto, that's for sure.
Well, and Troy, look, feel free to stop me and say move on, because I'm not trying to go into a negative area here, but with your father-in-law being Tim Leiweke, and it's not to suggest that that's why you're here in Toronto, but isn't it nice to have that family connection to have your father-in-law within the organization? I mean, wouldn't you look at that as, I mean, what else are you going to say, I suppose? But, I mean, it wouldn't it be looked at as a plus? And are you sick of being asked about that sort of thing?
You know what? I don't get it a whole lot. You know, at the start of the season, I think they, some of the media grabbed a hold of it, and you know, they spun it the right way, you know. And Tim's always been good to me, and, you know, when I did sign here, I went to him, and I said, you know, I don't want to be signing here because you pulled any favors,
right,
and like that. And he said I had nothing to do with it. And I said, all right, well, if I'm going to sign, then I know I'd like you to kind of, you know, it remain that way, and, you know, let Dave do his job and the coaching staff and all that. And he's, you know, he's been very respectful and of that, and, you know, he realizes it's a little conflict of interest if, you know, he gets involved, but he's, you know, he's been great with that, and, you know, it's kind of something I haven't really thought about at times, so it's, I guess in the end, it's nothing but a good thing, but hasn't been a whole lot of a factor, I guess, at least I hope.
Have you ever had a conversation at the old family dinner table with him, and he maybe says something that you don't agree with, and you go, hey, Tim, just slow down here. I'm the player on this team. I'll tell you how it is.
I don't think there's any sort of me telling him anything.
That is the father-in-law, son-in-law relationship, and that and only that is the case there.
Yeah, it's more like him giving me a dirty lick and going, no, thanks. Look, this is how it goes, kid.
I've got a father-in-law. I know how that is, Troy. You know, we were talking about the goaltending on the club, and while we hear that Jonathan Bernier has a groin strain and that he's day-to-day, I think it's quite a coup for the Toronto Maple Leafs to have a goaltending 1-2 punch of Bernier and James Reimer. But we wanted to know from you, is there a difference in how you might approach a game with having Bernier in net versus Reimer, because there is a widespread belief amongst fans that there is a more confidence with one goaltender over another, specifically to this case and then generally speaking as well. And I guess speaking specifically to this, is there anything to that?
Bernie's played a lot of games for us as of late, and he's been, you know, nothing but great. But, you know, we've got all the confidence in the world in Rhymes, and, you know, he goes out and proves it. And in L.A., you know, pretty much, you know, a shutout, I guess, in that game. And, you know, with some huge saves, and, you know, we didn't make it easy on him, but he goes out and proves that he's a good goalie, and we have all the confidence in the world. We don't approach games differently with him going in. And it's really nice having that 1-2 punch of, you know, if Bernier goes down, that, you know, Rhymes will be right there and, you know, we pick up where we left off.
Maple Leafs forward Troy Bodie joining us here on Tim and Sid on Sportsnet 360 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. In for Tim and Sid, that's Jeff Salmon. My name is George Russick. Okay, Troy, I got it. We know, like, you have full confidence in both Bernier and Reimer, but when you're in practice, which one have you gotten the better of?
It's really tough to say. I think, I don't know, I say I go after Rhymes a little bit more. We have a little bit of a friendly competition of who scores on who and who doesn't, but I don't think I get the best of either of them. I maybe don't get the best of any of them, but it may be a little frustrating and a little hurts the confidence shooting on those two.
How's it feel this late in the season, Troy, in seeing a lot of cases of playing three games in four nights? I see that happening quite a few times. One would think, just looking at the schedule, that would be a grind. Have you found that to be the case, or maybe that's more of a plus that you don't have that day off that you watch what you do on those rare nights off, but you just keep it going and you keep the legs fresh. How do you feel playing a lot of three games and four nights type of situations, especially this late in the year?
Well, I think you said it there. It is tough, obviously, playing three and four and then a couple days off. And then, there's another three and four. And, you know, we've got a back-to-back with, you know, playing Detroit tomorrow and then back in Toronto, I believe, on Wednesday. But, but it's also nice. It's nice playing games. You know, you don't want to practice as much. You don't want to be, you know, waiting around for games. This is why we play hockey, is we want to play the game. So, it's nice playing them all in one little stretch, but it's tough on the body. It's tough mentally, and you've got to get your rest and really, you know, make sure you're ready to go every single night. So,
do you find your experience in the American Hockey League helps you out with that, playing a lot of three and fours?
Yeah. I mean, we'll play three and threes in the American League. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the third game, you're pretty much done. So, but I think it's maybe a little tougher up here. You know, obviously they travel a lot better here, but the experience of the American League, and it's helped. I think just the experience overall really helps you, you know, figure out what it takes to be ready for those games and back-to-backs or the third and fourth four nights kind of thing.
Troy, a running dialogue when talking about the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I feel to a certain extent rightfully so, is the number of times and to what degree your club might get outshot. Is that a subject of conversation for you guys? I mean, obviously, less shots on you guys, the better, so I'm sure that's something that you obviously work on. But is that of a growing concern and a hot topic for you guys in the dressing room as it is for all of us outside of it?
I wouldn't say it's a huge concern. I think we play our style of game, you know, whatever that may be, and, you know, we get, you know, maybe less shots than them, but maybe we get more quality. I don't know. I think it's kind of the thing, if you're winning games, or if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, it's tough to say when you do get a lot of shots against, but You know, there's some goalkeepers out there that like to get lots of shots and, you know, keeps them fresh and, you know, whatever that may be. I think it's maybe, you know, just looking a little too much into it. You know, I think if in the end you get the wins and, you know, you play a certain style to, and you get the success, you keep going.
Troy, in yesterday's game, we saw Randy Carlisle, when you guys were down 3-0, bust out the whiteboard, and he was basically using the whole blue marker on his whiteboard, angrily scribbling on it. Can you share at least something he said during that timeout?
I mean, I don't think it was as bad as it may have looked on TV. I think he was scribbling that thing, quite angrily, but he was just showing us some things and telling us to get going. And, you know, we knew we were flat, you know. We didn't come out the way we wanted to. So, I mean, it was definitely warranted, his message. But I don't think there was anything really that needed to be shared that no one really knew. It's just more or less, here's some things, get going kind of thing.